The ship, the Wilderness Adventurer, operated by UnCruise, left Juneau for a week-long trip on Saturday. The company had taken a lot of precautions, and its COVID-19 safety plan had been approved by the state. According to UnCruise CEO Dan Blanchard, all passengers were required to get tested for COVID-19 up to 5 days before traveling to Alaska and boarding the boat. But on the third morning of the trip, the ship was anchored in a cove somewhere in the wilderness of southeast Alaska. Blanchard says most of the guests were off the boat and off exploring, and some of them had cell phone service.
Our guest received a call from the testing facility in Juneau, run by the state of Alaska, that their second test had come back positive.
This passenger from the lower 48 was tested 4 days before flying to Juneau and had arrived with a negative test result in hand, the company said. It was a second test at the Juneau airport that showed he was positive. The guest contacted the boat's captain, who contacted the authorities, and the company's plan went into effect. All passengers were quarantined in their cabins until the ship returned to Juneau. In a Wednesday morning call with reporters, Blanchard said that most of the Wilderness Adventurer's guests had arrived in Juneau the same day the trip departed. The passenger who tested positive arrived by plane sometime before noon on Saturday. UnCruise rented out the Hangar Ballroom, a private dining room in a local restaurant, to use as an isolation area prior to guests boarding the ship. This passenger was there by 3 or 3:30 on Saturday afternoon.
Now, this fellow did go out on the boardwalk and took a walk, and we know he dropped off some mail, and that's what I know. I don't know any more details as far as where he went. That's within the state's hands right now.
The vessel was back in Juneau by 7:30 Wednesday morning. The ship's 36 passengers are all checked into a local hotel for quarantine. The 30 crew members will quarantine on the vessel. The state's health department will advise the company on the quarantine, which Blanchard says could last anywhere from 5 days to 2 weeks. That passenger who tested positive, along with their immediate travel companions, were tested on board, and those tests are off to the lab. The ship was carrying enough COVID-19 saliva test kits to test everyone on board twice. No one on the ship has shown any signs or had any symptoms of an infection.
The guests are bummed but understanding. They've had four fabulous days, truly.
Blanchard says all guests will receive a credit for a future trip with UnCruise. But those vouchers won't be good until next year. The other four sailings the company had planned for the summer in Alaska have been canceled. Blanchard said that decision was a combination of what happened on this trip, plus the fact that the state recently changed its requirements for out-of-state travelers. Alaska now requires travelers to have a negative test within 3 days of leaving home. Most test results take at least that long to get back.
The challenge for a guest is, am I going to take off on the plane from the East Coast without having a test? And quite frankly, we don't want to put the guests in that position.
UnCruise had tried to reimagine what travel in Southeast Alaska could look like in the face of a pandemic.
Probably the two things that could have changed this situation, and one is obvious, a vaccine, but the other is rapid testing.
Hopefully one of those two things will be available in 2021, and UnCruise can try again. In Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.